Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And that could possibly be today's guest, one of our bloggers, Rosalind Sadaka, a dating and relationship coach and author of 99 Things Women Wish They Knew Before Dating After 40, 50, and yes, 60. We'll be talking today with Rosalind about why such great catches are still out there and still single. Welcome, Rosalind.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You're becoming a Jennings Wire podcast veteran. We have a couple of podcasts with you. Yeah, and we really enjoy your blog on Jennings Wire, so make sure you check that out for all of our listeners out there. And, you know, let's get into this conversation with, you know, people that are out there. They're single, they've got a great career, they're attractive, they are stable. You know, what are some of the most common patterns that those singles struggle with that keep them from finding lasting relationships?
Well, there are many, Stacey. Let's see if we could cover a few of them. One is you're too independent. You have all of those qualities you just mentioned, and you're enjoying your life, but it's hard to make space for someone else to really come in and share your adventures, your dreams, and your interests. And if you're too independent, it means you're not comfortable with compromise, because a relationship means you have to be flexible to some degree. You need to explore things together and do what feels good in a relationship as a we and not only a me. And some people who are very independent and are successful in their lives are afraid of giving up too much of themselves. And they don't want to, they want to maintain their independence in a relationship, but it doesn't open the door to really creating a healthy relationship and letting a new partner in. For others, the pattern may be you're just too critical. If within a few seconds of meeting someone, you've already calculated their weight and height and their hairstyle problems and their poor taste in dress and all of those other things, it may be that you're just too judgmental, critical, or even too superficial, and you're overlooking the person and the qualities they have when you're on a date. If you're too quickly telling yourself, oh, he'd be a great catch if only he were taller, or she's cute, but I only like blondes with long hair, then you're really cutting out a large portion of potential dating material. And that's a shame, because in the long run, the superficial qualities are not what really matter in creating a lasting relationship that's going to bring fulfillment and happiness to you.
You know there, I was going to say, Rosalind, that makes perfect sense, because, you know, some people are looking for someone who's perfect. You know, they're looking for this vision that they've had. And you know what? Maybe your standard is so high that you're missing all the wonderful qualities that, like you said, maybe she's not a long-haired blonde, but maybe she's beautiful and kind in other ways. And with men as well, maybe he's not as tall as you'd like him to be, but that's okay, right? I mean, I think that's a really important point that you're making.
Well, thank you. And there are several other patterns that we just fall into. Maybe you're a workaholic and your career and goal orientation is so focused that you just can't handle a social life outside of work. And you're literally married to your job. You don't want to always admit it, but that could be the reality. And if you're successful at work, it can be causing a personal conflict inside, because you may have unhealthy attitudes about love and relationships. Maybe you believe that dating and getting into a serious relationship will take too much time away from your success and that you can't have both. And we all know that we can, but it takes balance and it takes a strong desire and a commitment to be in a relationship. Then there's the people on the other side who are too desperate and needy. And desperation reeks, and we all can sense it about someone. We've all met people who are so desperate that they repel other people. And most of that has to do with issues of low self-worth and low self-esteem. But people don't want to be around the so-called losers. So we've all met people who walk around with a loser banner across their chest. They just have an attitude or a body language that sends out the message that you're just not that valuable. And if you're starting to feel sorry for yourself, you may be of a certain age and you haven't been married yet, or you've been rejected recently in the past and someone's cheated on you, or you start making assumptions that you don't have what it takes to be out in the competitive dating world. And if all those insecure feelings are reflected in the way you look or the things you say or how you present yourself to others, especially your nonverbal communication signals, well, people pick up on that. And no one wants to be with someone who's a loser. So this is an inside job. You need to work on yourself and reinvent and get in touch with the winner side of you. And when you do that, things change and the people who are attracted to you change. There's
right,
another
so you're
pattern.
Not repelling, like you were saying. It almost becomes a loser repellent.
Yes, exactly.
In a sense.
And we've all seen people like that. They may not be aware of it, but people pick up on that energy. Another kind of energy and another pattern that is not helpful at all is some people are still in love with their ex, whether they admit it or not. And their relationships just never work out because you're hung up on the one that got away. And no one can compare to that person. So you hold people up to a model that is unable to compare with.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of moving forward and looking for someone new with a fresh eye and an open heart, you're creating partners who are living in the shadow of your ex. And after a short time, those people feel it and they move off. And this can be a big challenge for many people. And you may need to seek a professional counselor or coach to explore your past baggage and your past experiences and understand how they may be influencing the way you're approaching your present relationships, because you're not doing yourself any service in that regard. And one other pattern I want to mention is if you're too set in your ways, you just are so in tune with only one type of person and meeting them in only one place, and so you ignore the fact that new experiences mean new people and new relationships in your life and new opportunities. So you need to break those patterns. If you always go to the same bars and restaurants or clubs or places or hang with the same people, well, you're going to meet the same people again and again, and then you're going to complain again and again. But if
right.
you attend an art gallery or join a running club or do something out of the ordinary, break out of your box and do something or go to a place you don't ordinarily go or hang with a different crowd, then you're going to start finding that you'll break up the patterns, and switching it up can switch up the caliber of results. So you have to step out of your comfort zone, be more bold, adventurous, explore different opportunities, and stop being the same old me that I've been for the last few years, because then you're going to get the same person. And if you don't try on new clothes and it's like trying on a new coat, if it doesn't fit, try another size. There's always more to choose from. You have to keep exploring different things and not be too set in your ways. So those are patterns that people fall into, and they just get stuck, and they're not opening themselves up to learning about opportunities for really creating healthy, successful dates.
Well, now, Rosalind, you just went through six different patterns, types of people that I can wrap up here for our listeners. You know, the one who's too independent, person who's too critical, the workaholic, the person who is desperate, someone who is hung up on their ex, and the person who just does the same thing day in and day out. They're inflexible to their activities and where they go and so on. They're in the box, so to speak. So we have these six different kinds of patterns. And if you could quickly just offer a piece of advice to anyone who's out there who may feel like we've been talking about you, right, who's out there and still single, you know, give them a piece of advice. What would you leave with them to try and change that pattern, to break out of it?
Yes. I want you to examine your self-view, because if you're ready to find Mr. or Ms. Right, you have to look at what you believe about yourself. That's your self-view, who you are and who do you want to create yourself to be. And a lot of times we're not tapping into the power within us, the talents, acknowledging the talents we possess, and all of our attributes. We need to give ourselves permission to expand our view of who we are and what we're worth and what's possible in our lives, because we think too small and we aim too small, and that's why we find these small partners who are so frustrating for us. So ask yourself, who am I committed to be, before asking who do I want my partner to be? If you have to be the person you want your partner to be, and you have to live up to those same standards, and most important, you have to love yourself first before you can really love another person or expect them to love you. So it's an inside job first, and when you do that self-love, and when you expand your view and your perspective of who you are and who is worthy of being attracted into your life, well, then you will attract a higher caliber of partner. You'll attract a different person, someone who's much more worthy, someone who will treat you better, and someone who is a compatible person, because you are letting your full self shine. You have to walk in the shoes of who you want to be, and you'll start being more and more of that person, attracting the kind of people you want to be with. And that person will become you, and that's who you will attract into your life. And most singles are not understanding that or doing that, and that's why they're so frustrated.
Well, Rosalind, you've given us a lot of great information. We're running a bit out of time for this time, but I'm sure that we will again have you back. So listeners out there, if you want to find more about Rosalind Sadaka, she's also offering a free ebook to all of you out there, Smart Dating Advice for Women Over 40, Answers to Your Most Asked Questions. You can check that out, along with other books and resources, on her website, Women Dating After 40, and that's 40, womendatingafter40.com, as well as womendatingrescue.com. So, Rosalind, thank you so much for a wonderful and informative interview.
I love this. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure, and this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR. She's also the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, which is a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Rosalind Sadaka, that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy JenningsWire.com. Check it out. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.